Good morning. It is 18, almost 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and in the studio live with me this morning, I have some guests here to talk about the upcoming grand opening of the much-awaited Hames Center Rock Climbing Wall. So welcome to Blaine Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to Tom Harris.
Good morning.
And Patty Harris. Thanks for coming in, everybody, and it's great to see you. Blaine, let's talk a little bit about what's going on, what's been going on, I guess, with the climbing wall at Hames Center.
Well, a lot of folks have noticed we've been really busy, and this has been a great opportunity for, once again, the amazing volunteers in Sitka to show what they can do, what they can accomplish at the Hames Center. And we've been able to, I think, build a really substantial new asset for the community there at the climbing wall.
Well, I poked my head in the other day, and I noticed there were a bunch of people gathered at the bottom of the wall, and it seemed like there were a lot of bright colors. And Tom, you've taken a lesson in rock climbing, is that right?
Yeah, last year I took a lesson with Blaine.
What did you think about that?
It's good.
Yeah?
That was the first time I went to the climbing wall.
Have you been excited about all the new stuff that's happening there?
Yeah.
What have you noticed that's different?
Can you give a
picture of the wall?
So it's a rectangle with all these bumps on it for you to hold on to, put your foot on to climb, and there's a bell on the top for you to ring.
So have you made it all the way to the top?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Really? Your first climbing lesson?
He's a natural.
Okay. So do you and your buddies go climbing a lot, or will you go climbing?
Climbing a lot. Sometimes we have a little sister. It's called Big Brother Big Sisters. And we go, and they give you someone who they call like a little sister.
Yep.
But not really your little sister.
Right, I get it.
And we go a lot with her because
she likes to climb the climbing wall.
Yeah.
All right. Are you excited about this new wall?
Yeah, really excited.
All right. And now, Patty, you're a climber too, is that right?
Yeah.
And so are you looking forward to the new wall?
I'm looking forward to the new wall. And also I think it's a great family activity to bring your kids and your husband and to go all together, friends and yeah.
All right. It sounds. I know there are a lot of people who have been waiting. I have friends who like to, younger friends who like to climb, and they're excited too. So,
yeah, we've had a ton of interest, a ton of support. I think the most exciting part of this process is just seeing us be able to bring it together in a pretty timely manner. We've been talking about it and working on this for about a year and a half, and we started putting together grants way back when. Actually, Stacy Woolsey wrote the first grant for our seed money to get us off the ground. And then we were able to get that grant from the Juneau Community Foundation. We got a substantial grant from the CrossFit Foundation. They're based out of Ketchikan. And right here at home, the Sitka White Elephant gave us a substantial grant to get us going. And the other exciting part is we were able to raise almost half the money, over $6,000, from just private donations from climbers. We had a couple of parties, climbers' friends, climbers' families. My sister gave money for my Christmas and put it towards the wall. And, that allowed us to hire some contractors. Both Jamal Float and Dustin Hack were able to bring them on and pay them for their services. And as a result, I think we got just a fantastic wall.
Is there anything that's really different from the old wall? I mean, how is it different, I guess?
Quite a bit, yeah. People will notice right off the bat that it's got some overhangs. It's got some overhanging sections, some real steep parts. It also has a section that is underhung, that is leaning towards the wall a little bit. And that's going to be our kids' portion of the top rope part. So if you're not familiar with climbing, you can either be on ropes or you can boulder, which is climbing around without ropes, down low. And so a substantial amount of this wall is designed just for that, for kids, so they don't have to be roped up. They go up about 6 to 8 feet is all, so they could step off the wall and land on the pads and be safe. We'll have a lower line that you're not supposed to move your feet above, get your feet above, and then we're calling it our traversing wall. So you actually climb from side to side, which is really a great way to build your fitness and your flexibility and your climbing skills for then when you do get roped up, you can go up to the top and ring the bell, as Tommy said.
Hey, Tom, have you done any of the well, I guess you've done the rope climbing mostly.
Yeah, I hadn't. That's the only one hold I had done.
Okay, so you haven't done any of the sort of sideways stuff?
No.
Do you think you're going to try any of that?
Probably, because the new climbing wall is going to come.
It's almost ready, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is the date again on the opening, grand opening?
March 9th, and let me find our from 11 to 1. And there's going to be prizes. We're going to give free day passes to folks who complete the climb. So you will have to accomplish a climb in order to get a pass for another for a free day later on. And you know, we're going to have games, activities, some cakes, that kind of thing. It'll be a really fun event.
Now, if a person has never tried this, would this be a good wall to, you know, tackle, so
yeah,
to speak?
Absolutely, and that's where we started from. We wanted to have some easier portions. We wanted to have some portions that people were not intimidated by. They could get on. They could build their skills slowly rather than just make it all crazy caves and wild overhangs. We wanted a good variety of terrain so that you could build your skills up. We're also going to be offering a lot of expanded hours, open some days during lunches, some weekends, you know, and this will allow us to I think better serve the needs of folks, people who have kids, you know, people who work 9 to 5, or have weekend jobs, that kind of thing.
Okay. So if a person comes in when the rock wall is open, is there an instructor or someone like yourself to kind of guide people through? And
There will be. We will have them. We're calling them wall hosts, and they are there to kind of make sure that everybody's being safe, you know, and has the proper equipment, mm-hmm. is practicing, you know, good climbing methods. We also offer belaying classes, not really formal classes, but it's really more belay certification. So you can come in, you can climb with a friend, you can learn how to belay, and then you can get certified, and that will allow you then to belay somebody up the wall to, you know, on the ropes. You don't need to be belay certified in order to climb. You can just come in and boulder, okay. Or during those open hours, I will belay you. We'll have other volunteers there that can belay you, and you can see how it's done.
All right. Well, I'm sure that the climbing community and other folks who've been wanting to try that out are all excited. And Tommy, I think you're pretty excited, it seems like.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be there on March 9th?
I don't know yet.
We're going to be out of town. We're going to
miss
that, but we will be there today.
All right. And hey, Tommy, have you helped with the new wall?
No.
No. So you're just one of those people that's waiting excitedly for it to happen. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Blaine Anderson with the Hames Center, Tommy Harris and his mom, Patty, both climbers, and we're happy to have you in today. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.